Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. The Alaska Court of Appeals has thrown out the drug possession conviction of a man found with cocaine. The court, in an opinion issued Friday, ruled that Fairbanks police improperly searched 24-year-old Jeremiah Burgess. Police entered his unlocked home in response to a report of a fight about 4 years ago, and Burgess was handcuffed and charged with disorderly conduct in relation to the case. While seeking his identification, police took a plastic bag out of his pocket. The bag contained cocaine. Appeals court judges concluded that the search of Burgess's pocket was beyond the proper scope of the search incident. Judges say a pat-down for weapons was acceptable, but the search of the pocket could not be considered incidental to the disorderly conduct arrest. Wednesday marks the 100th anniversary of Alaska's Nova Repta, the most powerful volcanic eruption in the 20th century and one of the world's largest ever eruptions. The three-day explosion spewed ash as high as 100,000 feet above the sparsely populated Katmai Peninsula region. There were no eruption-related human deaths in the case, but forests and untold animals were killed outright. Salmon populations did not begin to recover until the 1920s. State flags returned to full staff today. They were lowered to half staff yesterday for Dutch Harbor Remembrance Day. It marked the 70th anniversary of the Japanese attack on Dutch Harbor. On June 3, 1942, Dutch Harbor on Mackinac Island was bombed by the Japanese during World War II. Here in Juneau, dozens of families made their way out to Twin Lakes Saturday for Family Fishing Day. It's an annual event coordinated by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. This year, ADF&G, the Forest Service, Rotary Club, and Coast Guard Auxiliary all came together to put on different parts of the event. Children could fish, play games, create art, and get their faces painted. About 10,000 kings were released into Twin Lakes in anticipation of the annual event. Rods, reels, bait, and gear, and life jackets were all provided for the kids. A number of families gathered on the dock where parents and grandparents guided children, with each successful attempt signaled by the sound of excited kids shrieking and laughing. 5-year-old Cheyenne Herline could not contain her excitement over her first catch, jumping up and down on the dock as she held her prized fish. It was her first time ever fishing, according to her grandmother, Angela Bankley. And a fifth-inning grand slam helped carry Juneau Douglas well over Ketchikan Saturday to take the state high school baseball title. Final score was Crimson Bears 12 and Kings 6 during the tournament held at McCall-Hayes Stadium in Anchorage. The score was 5-4 in the fifth inning when Lance Ebisati made his blast over the fence. He had a total of 4 hits throughout the game, as well as pitching the first 6 innings for the Crimson Bears. It's the 5th state title for the Bears and 3rd in just the last 5 years. Weather forecast calls for some cloudy skies today, possibility of some showers and rain for tomorrow.